Get up with
Josiah and Ellie
on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Jack and Corbin, welcome to the Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9, boys.
How's it going?
Thank you.
Logies, you absolutely nailed it. Did you have a good time? How was your first taste of Australian TV drama?
It was amazing. It was super fun. Like the performance, we've never had like pyro in our shows before.
Yeah.
And that's like with all the fire, how it like pops up in the air, and that felt pretty cool.
Yeah. It was definitely interesting too, because we're used to like mayhem when we perform, and like, you know, teenage girls screaming and whatnot. So totally different crowd. It was a bunch of like, you know, middle-aged people, older people, celebrities, all, you know, eating dinner, having a drink, sitting around tables. So it's a totally different energy in the room.
What do you prefer, boys? The teenage girls or the old people sitting around the table?
I think we prefer the old people, actually. No, I'm just kidding. I think we prefer teenage girls. But it seemed like people were having a good time. So.
Nah, definitely you boys are on fire. If you want more pyro for your shows, you boys have to come for a trip to Shep. I know a couple of people that own some factories here that can sell you some illegal ones if you want. So.
Let's go. I'm going to put some in my house.
Hey, boys, you did announce yesterday your tour coming later this year. You're pumped to be touring our shores once again.
You got it.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick. Today is Jack's birthday, actually. So
it is.
Oh, happy birthday, mate!
Birthday
Thank
here
you,
in Appreciate Australia, it. And my 21st will be here in Australia as well. So that'll be a good night.
How exciting, boys! 21st in here. It's not the same as in America because that's the legal age, whereas it's 18 here. So when you boys come here, you might be like, "Yeah, we're on."
Yeah, it'll be a good time. We're really excited to play some more shows here. The last shows we played here were super hectic and some of our favorite shows. So we're stoked.
Good stuff, boys. Hey, yesterday on the show we did announce that you were coming on the show, and I put the call out to our listeners. If there are any fans that are interested in wanting to chat to the boys, hit us up. Our phones, our Instagram, our Facebook went into meltdown, boys. And I've selected two of your biggest fans.
Oh, no way.
They're joining me in the studio right now. Their names are Savannah and Talia. Girls, you want to say hi to Jack and Corbin?
Hi.
Hi, hey, girls. How's it going?
I'm good. Up? How are you?
Oh, you guys sound so cute.
They're also in sync this morning, boys.
So. Yeah, you sound like us, the girl version of us.
Hey, girls, the girls have got a couple of questions for you boys, if you don't mind. So who wants, Savannah, do you want to go first?
Okay, what's the songwriting process?
Oh, hey, good question.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
So this is Savannah, right?
Yeah.
So it's quite different every time, actually. I think the cool part about making music is an idea can spark from anywhere, whether it's from like a great beat, a great melody, even just some great chords. Like it's really interesting how like one like even for like specifically chords, like one chord can strike a crazy idea and a crazy melody, and then boom, 10 minutes later you've got like a great foundation for a song. And it's really cool. I think the toughest part for me personally is like trying to get stuff to like rhyme nicely.
Yeah. No, that's always so hard. You'll be in a brain fart out of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's there's something to be said about like how magical the feeling is when you find the right words or you find the right melody and it just is like perfect for, you know, what you're trying to do. So it's really a lot of fun.
Natalia, have you got a big question for the boys?
What is the craziest thing that has happened on tour so far?
Oh,
That's a good question.
One of my personal
that you can answer, boys.
One of my personal favorites is we were touring Japan, and
arigato to all our Japanese listeners.
Hey. Arigato gozaimasu. But we were in Japan and we played. I think it was our second night in Tokyo, and we've never done this in a show before, and we broke it down acoustic 8 letters. Just completely, like, no mics, no anything. And we told the crowd to be super quiet. And in Japan, they're always so quiet when you tell them to be. So it's like, it was so quiet.
It was literally, like, incredible. A few thousand people. And no exaggeration, you would have heard a pin drop in the room. And so it was like a super weird feeling of like almost like the air is closing in on you, because like it shouldn't be that quiet in a room filled with that many people. So yeah. Like,
if Savannah and Talia were at that concert, I tell you what, mate, it would not be quiet. That's for sure.
It wouldn't.
Hey, boys, it gets super quiet. They're like, we love you.
Yep.
Boys, can I just quickly jump in and ask a question for my own as well? Because it is my show, girls, if you don't mind.
Totally.
Your song, I Don't Belong in This Club, it features Macklemore. How'd you get him on the track? Because that is a huge get.
Well, I found him on Tinder. And
through the label, through a mutual friend. So we have worked with the guy who directed the video. His name's Jason Koenig. He did the video for Trust Fund Baby, and he's great friends with Ed Sheeran. He's great friends with Ben Macklemore. He's done a couple videos for him in the past. So there was that connect there, because Ed Sheeran wrote a song for us, and then that's how we got connected with Jason, and then Jason knew Macklemore. And so the song actually got presented to us through our label. And when we heard Macklemore's verse on it, we were like, yo, this
is
really, really cool. And so thankfully we got to hop on the track, and we got in the studio, recorded it, had an amazing time. And then we met Ben for the first time at the video shoot. And he was just the coolest guy ever. So fresh. Oh my God. He was wearing his 70s outfit with the white gloves and the scarf. And we were like, dang, man.
Sounds like Michael Jackson.
Damn.
And, definitely that type of vibe for sure. It was really, really cool.
Girls, before we go, you got any more questions for the boys besides I love you?
Who is another celebrity that you would like to collaborate with?
Good Selena question. Gomez. He's Selena Gomez.
Yes. Jack loves her.
That's Jack's favorite answer.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez. Is...
Yep.
Miranda Kerr, I heard she can sing as well, boys.
I think Khalid or like Ed Sheeran again would be really, really cool.
Ed Sheeran, Khalid.
Which they just dropped a new track maybe together, which is fire.
Chance the Rapper, Post Malone. I don't know.
Chris Malone.
Something crazy. Yeah. I love Chris. Who are some of your guys' favorite artists?
Oh, you guys.
besides us. Thank you.
Billie Eilish.
Nice.
Oh, I love
that.
Billie.
Would be a She's great so collab, you boys and Billie Eilish.
That oh, would be yeah,
so
yo. Fresh.
That All music right. video would look so cool, though.
Yeah. Let's go. Nice. All right, we'll do it.
I like Katy Perry.
Katy Katy Perry. Yeah. She just dropped that track with Zed. That's really catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she's been around. She's like doing her thing.
I know. Since she dropped the first ever track with Snoop Dogg, she's gone complete. A couple of marriages, and she's doing killing it with a music career as well.
Yeah, I know. Like she's out here.
Hey boys, your latest single that we're playing right now, I Don't Belong in This Club. It's out now. It's out everywhere. Your album, 8 letters as well, and the single off it as well. You're touring later this year, mate. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for giving the GV some of your precious time, because you are popular, and thanks for spending time with Talia and Savannah as well.
Of course. Love you guys.
I love you too.
Y'all are so sweet.